Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Cat Lee. Oh, my gosh. And
you have now turned into Ambitiously the Podcast.
I don't know how I got tongue-tied just that fast, but I did. But anyway, we are here. It is Media Monday. It is. It's Media Monday. I'm in a decent mood today. No complaints. Let me put this on the screen just to make it official. It's Media Monday. It's Media Monday. Listen, some things I need to say before we get into these shenanigans, because trust me, some shenanigans going on. Plus, it's shenanigans, I don't know, I think for the rest of the week. I just don't know. It's just shenanigans everywhere. But anyway. Today is Media Monday, and before we get started, let me get through my other shenanigans, because I just have to. It is what it is. Hold on. Let me get where I need to be, baby. I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I am so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, the smell. You get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power. The code and the website is in the description below, above, depending on how you're watching this. YouTube, I believe, is below. Facebook, it's above. Twitch, I don't even know if we get that on Twitch. But the point is, even my mom had to come up. Let me tell y'all what she said. Even my mom had to come up here and spread the vibes to let y'all know what it was. And my mom never, ever, 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 ever comments on the show, but you know she did. And this is what she had to say about, hold on, let me get to it. Here we go. This is what she had to say about Transcending Sound. So y'all know that I'm not BSing. Like, we love aromatherapy around here. She said, these are the best scented candles that I have ever purchased. My bathrooms and bedrooms smell wonderful. That's what she had to say about it. So, yeah, AU Big Power, go, mommy. Way to shut out the transcending sounds. Yes, we don't play. We don't play. We don't play around here. And that's right. The discount code is ambitiously15. You get 15% off your purchase at checkout. Yes. Yeah, we here to do it. Hey, go lady. Mom Dukes had to come through and let y'all know. It's serious over there. And like I said, not only do you get great aromatherapy, but you get an ill-ass soundtrack to go with it. So yeah, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. There you go, Doc. You already know what time it is. But yeah, it's a listen. It might be a marvelous Monday, you know, because I like when people start acting weird and stuff, and then I have to bring them back to you, and then they get their minds right. I love that. So whatever. So it was one of them kind of Mondays. Like, okay, he was a little weird, but let me show you why the weirdness is not going to work here, and that's not for us. We're not weirdos. So yeah, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. I had to put that back up there. Hi, Rock Honey. I hope you had a great and awesome birthday. I do. I feel like birthdays should just be marvelous and wonderful and amazing and spectacular. So I hope that you, boo, had an amazing birthday. I do. Big shout out to Rock. AU, big prayer. Listen, so it's Monday. I try to keep our conversation because I know that when we come back on Wednesday, child, it's going to get a little juicy and deep. So I'm trying to level it out and make sure that we have good vibes across the board. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what's going on down there because we already in the show. Let me see. Rock Ben in the YouTube area streets. Listen, sometimes you gotta surf the wave to let it be known. But since y'all in them YouTube streets, make sure you hit the like button on YouTube so that they know we here. Because we got more to bring. It's a slow, gradual progress, but it's happening. It's happening. But yeah, Rock, I heard Rock Ben in these YouTube streets heavy. Speaking of these streets, let's get to this crazy, crazy girl. Now, I never said that I wouldn't talk about her again. I just didn't want to keep talking about that case. wait, not the bottom of the bottle. Speaking of bottle, thank you. speaking of bottle, AU Big Prayer. Speaking of bottle, let's talk about Meg Thee Stallion and her ridiculousness out in these streets. So anyway, you know, she on this campaign, you know, her project was called Hiss. I'm not really big on snakes, so it didn't really resonate with me. I'm more of a feline kind of girl, specifically the big cats, AU Big Prayer. But anyway, she's on a snake-driven campaign, slithered away with a whimper when she met face-to-face with a real deal, a bottle of alcohol with a dead snake stuffed inside. Ha, ha, ha. Nah, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. So the rapper is currently turning heads during a trip out in Japan that tested her fear factor meter. This after she sampled Habushu, a traditional super strong liquor native of Okinawa. Oh, Okinawa. I'm not going to tell y'all what kind of trouble my biological father got in Okinawa. I am going to tell y'all, but I'm going to read the story first. So apparently it's powered by poison. The local Habu snake is said to ferment inside the container to age as long as possible, which makes for one hell of a boozy drink. Oh my gosh. First of all, okay, I'm gonna get to this, but well, Meg drove into hesitation and asked if the potion would send her to the morgue, but she didn't chicken out. She took a sip of the concoction, but not really liking it too much. I would never, I could never, ever, 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 ever. I'm sorry. Like, even with tequila, and I like tequila, right? But I also know that in certain portions of South America, when you go there, they have tequila with a scorpion in it. I'm not drinking that because scorpions can poison you. Like, I'm scared, but she was a brave girl. She's a brave girl. She said, leave her alone. Listen, I don't got no beef. I just don't like snakes. Sorry. I don't like snakes that walk on two legs. I don't like snakes that slither. I'm just not a snake girl. Now, that's not to say that I don't like to look at them, because I do, but I'm just not big on snakes. I like other reptiles, though. You drank that before. How did it turn out for you when you drank that, Doc? I would like to know. Salute military folks. You done a West Pop. Okay, whatever. Listen, so scorpion or worm. Yeah, it's two. It's two different ones. It's one with a scorpion and it's one with a worm. I can't. First of all, it cannot be looking at me, period. I don't like my fish to have, and I love Caribbean food, right? But it's when they bring the fish with the head on it, I'll be like, nah, you gotta chop that off. I can't have my food looking at me. I can't have my shrimp. Although I've beaten that fear of taking shrimp heads off. But listen, I don't like my food looking at me. I don't like my food or my drinks looking at me. I don't. So it's not going to work for me. Now, Okinawa is something different. Obviously, like I said, my biological father was stationed in Okinawa. He went MIA. They had to put out the alert for him. They contacted my mom, and he's with some geishas. And that's all I'm going to say. Now, crabs is different. And only because here in Maryland, they teach you how to pop that joint off real fast, like pop, pop. You ain't even paying attention to the eyeballs. So yeah, it's different. Crabs is a whole nother monster. And yes, they do have always. You never get a bushel of crabs and your crabs don't have eyeballs. But they don't look at me when I open them up. When I got them, when I'm opening them upside down. They're not looking at me. They're looking at the ground. So it's different. If you know how to open a crab, then you know that you're not looking dead in the eyeballs of the crab. The crab is flipped over. You pop in the shell, throwing the shell to the side, getting all the stuff out. It's not looking at you. And when they serve, you're just not paying attention to that. When they serve you the fish with the fish head on it, it's coming to the table and the fish is looking at you. And then with shrimp, again, because we come from North Carolina and we migrated here, you know, it's a big thing about cleaning, your shrimp and, you know, deveining them and all of that. And my people, they big on having the heads on them. And like I said, I conquered that fear. Now I could do that easy. Back in the day, it wasn't too easy. Hold on, I got a message. Oh, okay. But yeah, I could do crabs. Matter of fact, and which is weird, my daughter, and you learn really, really early about how crabs go. Let me see. I was in Ocean City. Talk to me. You was in Ocean City. Then you seen them big ass clams with the necks that hang out. I don't eat them either. Sorry. I like clams, but I do not. I will not eat them. Mm-mm. Not happening. But anyway, so more power to Meg, though, because she was a champ. She tried the drink. I don't know that I would have had the courage. I would have been like, hell no, I ain't drinking that. No, not doing it. Okay, so let's get past Meg and the snake drink. Let's go to Juvenile. Let's go to New Orleans. I want to go to New Orleans because I had some good ones here, but I want to go there for authentic beignets. I'm big on beignets, so that's the thing. What is it called? Gooey duck clams? No, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. But anyway, so BG's long-awaited prison release has done nada for Cash Money Hot Boys reunion talks. It's actually moved things into the opposite direction. I'm going to get to that in a minute. During the convo with Juvie, the OG of the bunch, a short outlets that hip hop, you know, that their hip hop reunion tour is still going down as he plans to put his big brother peer mediation skills to work. Oh, Juvie, he should be the one. He's like the first one. Juvie believes that Cash Money Billionaire's crew just needs time to cool off. But as for how long it will take, yeah, who knows? That's another story. Turk was confident in telling outlets a few months ago that the original Cash Money cartel would be taken over like they did in the 99 and the 2000s. But BG kicked off the year throwing shots at Lil Wayne. And apparently Turk needs to make good himself. Woo, child. It's juicy. It's juicy. It's juicy. Birdman's brother, Terrence Gangsta Williams, recently speculated to Vlad, DJ Vlad on Vlad TV, that Turk would have distanced himself from Birdman if the tour Turk would have to distance himself from Birdman if the tour happens, as the Cash Money boss is still upset over Turk spilling the beans on Drink Champs a couple of years back. What? You still in your feelings? You still in your feelings, Birdman? Come on. Returning to the bases could potentially squash the posse's infight. And Juvie re-releasing his 400 Degrees on March the 29th with a pair of new tracks named Party and We Be Blowing Money. And finally recall memories of making the classic album. Oh, yeah, I like it, Juvie. Like, see, Juvie said screw all of this. Juvie didn't have an explanation for why there are several variations of his breakout single High on the project, but he's happy he took a gamble on rapping over the Latin track where he won big as he followed where he won big with his Follow Me Now hit. Even the album's weakest link is the strongest addition to his catalog. Listen, as much as we want to believe, and I know a lot of people did, yeah, they didn't, they not dealing together, okay? Wayne, Diff, Turk, Manny would be solid. Listen, I think that all of us, because the Hot Boys were, you know, like that Cash Money and the Hot Boys situation was like a highlight for us. Like, that's part of our hip hop culture. We moved in that. And like you said, Doc, Wayne is definitely different. He in a different place. And then him and Birdman went through his things. I did not know that Birdman had beef with Turk over the Drink Champ situation, but now we know. BG came out on one like, screw all you ninjas. So it's a little weird, but I feel like perhaps, maybe if anybody could maybe bring it back together, it might be Juvie. Because he's the one out of everybody who really, I don't know. And Manny, if he go to Manny for some help too, maybe. But they really like the two that we really ain't had a real static with. It was everybody else. So you know what it is. Money is business. Business ain't friendly. It ain't. I tell people that shit all the time. Like, nah, you not get ready to play with my business. This is why the tap is. I don't play about my business. This is my bread and butter. This is how I eat. I work hard every day to try to build on the foundation of what my business is. So if you coming in here and you think you get ready to play with it, then you got to get up out of here. You got to go. So I get that part. And I do get where Wayne was coming from, because he did work a lot of years and he was owed a lot of money just to be played with by the person that he's called his father, although they were kissing. Turk, he don't really get it because he was high most of the time, so he don't really get it. And BG probably in his feelings too, for maybe some of the same reasons that Wayne was in his feelings. And I don't know what him and Wayne got going on, but I don't know. Could we see? Would I be happy to see? I would. You know, you always want that fairy tale story where everybody comes back together and they do like the reunion. And it's like, oh, I remember them songs. And yeah. But like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to vibe out to the, you know, what you grew up on. But it's yet to be seen. We don't know what's going to happen. We just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I guess we just gotta. Yeah, only us generation act. Yeah. But don't count our numbers, because it's still a lot of us out of here. And believe it or not, a lot of people would show up for that. You know what I mean? Like, we would. I think we would turn just so we could feel what hip hop used to feel like. And that's kind of like the line of when it started transitioning too. So I don't know. I think. No, there's some young ones that, you know, grew up on it too. Some millennials. My sister, she a millennial. She'll show up for that joint too. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. It's not just the Gen X. It's a few millennials that'll show up too. So it might be a little lit. All right, so let's keep it moving. Might be a little bit. I'm getting a little tea up in my system. It's been weird here in Maryland. It was nice and warm, and then for like the last 2 days, it's been really, really windy and cold. It's weird. We like to call this fake spring. But time, we did go through daylight savings time and went back. So we're trying to adjust to that too, school-wise anyway. Yeah. But I've been drinking tea. You know, keep me level. Keep me on a level. This tea, I forgot what it's called. It's a good tea. It's good for your immune system. Dang, I should have showed you. I should have saved the packet. Y'all know I like a good show and tell. I forgot the name of this one, but it's good for your immune system. And that's what I focus on when it boils down to. If I feel like I'm getting sick, then I'm like, okay, time to work on the immune system. I'm not doing it. And I'm a mom, and she gets sick. And if she gets sick, then that means I get sick. So I got to kind of stay on top of my stuff. But anyway, let's get to Jeremiah. So Jeremiah is sitting pretty these days after selling off a portion of his catalog for a pretty penny, which begs the question, is the writing on the wall for the music industry's royalties? This is why I be trying to tell y'all, like, all right, me even having a radio station, I'm going to put that up in a minute, but even me having a radio station, I do that with the full intent of, one, providing great music that people have never heard before, two, making sure artists get their royalties, because it's weird out here right now. So if I can, even my little bit can help, then why the hell not? You know what I mean? But so... Joe Budden seems to think so, per the rants on his past pair podcast. And Jeremiah had more riddles than answers when, you know, he was caught up at the LAX airport on Friday to weigh in on his exact issues. But we think we can read in between the lines. That's what they're saying. So back in January, Jeremiah and Harborview Equity Partners reached a deal that signed over a chunk of his publishing rights. His discog booming with hits, starting directly with his debut single, Birthday Sex, I can say it now. Jeremiah says that he still maintains some ownership over his records, but couldn't give his full endorsement if other artists should follow suit. He notes that the musical landscape was different back then. He released a hot track and the radio took care of the rest. But in today's society or social media era, promoting music has become more volatile, and and every artist has to choose the best adventure for themselves going forward. He tried to squeeze more advice. They tried to get more advice out of him, but the Owl singer took an infamous cue from his final lap tour headliner, 50 Cent, and copped a plea, namely that he's hurting. Like 50 Cent, Jeremiah seems to know that the IRS are primetime pocket watchers. Yes, they are. And has not, he's not trying to get taxed. Of course he's not. Listen, I also saw earlier, I forgot what I was looking at. May have been Dame Dash, where they're trying to up from the penny to 3 cents per stream. And because it's hard living out here as far as this music industry goes and how it's changed. And I don't think that anybody took into account what LimeWire and Napster and those type of things were going to do to change the music industry. And I also don't think that anybody prepared themselves for how things would change digitally. Like, it's a few people that I tried to warn in advance, and it was weird. It was real weird, and they didn't want to listen to me. So, okay. So now you don't really make money from streams. Well, you wasn't never really making money from streams in the first place. Because they set that up to where as though you don't, but the labels do. And Spotify does, and Apple does. You know what I mean? But nobody was prepared for how this would work out. And so, yeah. Now everybody's out here selling and publishing. Okay, I seen a Baltimore article of how flooding messed up businesses. Not rain, but melting snows in January. Everybody's fine here. Everybody's still thriving. Money is still to be made in Baltimore City. Don't ever get it twisted. No matter what. This city is built on top of tunnels. It'll never be that bad, whereas though, you know what I mean? Still, like I said, the flooding ain't the problem. The streets are. And you could read between the lines. The flooding is not the problem. The streets are. I don't think I need to say more. It's kind of true. Music is just content. I see how my nieces and nephews take music. Yeah, it's like, it's not the same way it used to be when we used to go to, you know, FYE or, you know, wherever we went to get out. It's not the same. It's different. So, yeah, that's why I try. Like I said, what people don't understand, because I have music licensing for the radio station, whenever we play your music, you get royalties from us playing your music. And if we do something live, you'll get royalties from that too. So, like, stop playing. But never mind. I'm just trying to help people out. I'm just trying to help. That's all. My saying, Grace, is that they ask, you heard this song. I be like, I know the beat and the cadence of the verse. Then I show them, right? Because they think everything they got going on right now is new. It's like, no, dude, they sampling everything that we heard when we were young. But in all fairness, those samples are samples. You feel me? So, like, it is what it is. I don't know. It's a weird time right now. But if you make music and you have clearance, come here and holler at me. I will play your music. I tried to be unbiased about any music that I play. If they like it, if they like it. If they don't, then they don't. I don't have nothing to do with that. But, you know, I'm trying to bring back this, the old school era of how things was done. Oh my gosh. If I'm doing a show, let me do my show and then I'll talk to y'all afterwards. They be like, it's not new. No, it's not new. Everything is recycled. Even clothing, recycled. Dressing, the styles of dress, recycled. Nothing is freaking new. So stop acting like it's new. Nothing's new. We still in the same, we're still on the same, you know what I mean? It's not new. So just let it go. It's okay that it's not new. Because y'all need to know that we know that what we were listening to came from samples as well. And I think that's the fair thing to, you know, try to explain to them. Like, it's okay. It's not new. It's not new. My daughter is not in that era. She don't really listen to, which is weird because you would think, but nah, she's into different kind of stuff, cartoons and shit. So it is what it is. I like that about her though. Okay, we're gonna go to this next story. A little politics, you know what I mean? A little politics, and it's okay. Like, they just need to understand that they're not, it's not new. It's not new. You heard that new? No, it's not new. It's recycled. Everything is recycled. But anyway, let's get into these politics. So Fat Joe is out here politicking with Joe at the White House. Saying that the U.S. people need healthcare transparency. I do not disagree. I know I can cuss. Thank you, Doc Baby. I'm getting better. Don't you agree? Not as many cuss words, but anyway. So Fat Joe pushes in D.C. to gut America's cryptic healthcare system last night. Peaked with an encounter with the man in charge himself, which is president temporarily, Joe Biden. The Bronx bred rapper came face to face with the president following his his State of the Union address that took shots at Donald Trump, a personal invite from his good friend House of Representative Nanette D. Bargan. So Fat Joe was there, you know, by invite or whatever. Sources close to the encounter says they exchanged pleasantries, the president and Fat Joe, that is, inside the Capitol building. Joe's skills as an MC have cemented his life legacy, and even had he was impressed by Joe Biden's delivery. I don't know. I watched the. Okay, whatever. Joe wasn't only representing the the person who invited Fat Joe. He's been in DC all week on behalf of the Power of the Patients organization that combat hidden hospital fees. And we're told that Joe's stance is 100% bipartisan. He even had Democrats and Republicans flocking to him for selfies after he dapped up Joe Biden. Listen, I like the cause because healthcare definitely needs reform, right? They were dapping it up with him because he's a famous rapper more. So I hope that it is a bipartisan kind of situation. Now, I did watch the State of the Union address, and I'm going to say I wasn't impressed. There's so much going on in this world right now. It's so much going on in the United States that sometimes I find it very hard to focus on. Although all of these countries are tied in together. They all owe each other money. Everybody's in debt. Everybody's doing whatever, but I there's so much going on in this country alone. This is like, all right, some of the things that we talked about, okay. We gotta fix what's going on here before we can fix other shit. Just like I keep seeing commercials, the women, because they're milking this women's, I'm just saying, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. They are milking this women's month thing or whatever. So now you got the commercials, and they come on YouTube all the time where they're like, oh, women of such and such, women of Hungary stand with women of Israel, women of such and such. That, dude, we have been fighting a fight for a long time. So yeah, Israel and the Palestinians are going at it. I've said this a long time ago, and this is coming from a Jew. This has been a battle that's been going on for a long time. It's in the Bible. Allegedly, God told the Hebrews to smite them niggas. They just wasn't called Israel. They wasn't called Palestinians back then. Let's fix us first before we focus on everybody the fuck else, because you can't fix anything if everything where you are is fucked up. And that's how I feel. And it's a lot of fucked up shit in this country. How about as Black people? There's a lot of shit y'all got to fix with us. But fuck us, huh? Whatever. So I do love that the rap artists though are out here standing for a cause, because healthcare is a very big issue here in America. Why are we the only country that have to fight this hard to get some decent healthcare? And by the way, you go to other countries, they don't even pay for fucking healthcare. But we do. Yeah, so that's one I could stand behind. But I think, you know, politicians will be politicians. They're always going to be phony in my eyes. They're always going to be like, oh, let's take a picture together, Fat Joe. And then go back and change everything they just fucking said to you. I don't trust none of that shit. Sorry. I'm sorry. Calm it down. I don't trust none of that shit. Trust none of these ninjas. None of them. They lying and they not going to get it right until we vote in. I don't even know that that's, I don't know, but I just don't trust none of these politicians. Healthcare, if you care, can be a human right. It is a human right. Again, we're one of the only countries in the world where the citizens have to fight for healthcare, let alone pay for healthcare. I could go and I could be living in France right now. I could have a baby and it's not going to cost me what it costs to have my kid, which I still have to pay on. I could go to England, same thing. And I'm going to get paid time off for me having said baby. Like, what are we doing here in America? What are we doing? Like, it's crazy. But yeah, we got to fight for healthcare over here. So to my listeners, if anything, I might be a little bit envious of you guys, because y'all have something different that we have than we have over here. Because over here, we have to fight for healthcare. Not only do we have to fight for healthcare, but then it's tears to that shit. So like it's a pyramid. And the lower you are, the harder you have to fight on this pyramid scheme of what healthcare should be. And that's crazy to me. Not getting you off track, but America is capitalist. It is, but that don't mean I have to stay that way. It could change. It could change, just like it changed, because it didn't start off as capitalism. And it didn't start that way. And you know I'm a history lover. It did not start that way. Things can change, just people have to want to change it. So I'm not giving that. Nope, you know, I don't really give out too many benefits of the doubts over here. It did. It changed. Before it was a capitalist system, it was a monarch at one point in time, but it changes. And so there's always room for change. The want for change has to be there. I am confused about my fellow Americans. Do you like the way the healthcare system is set up? I don't. Never did. But, you know, I digress. But it could change. If they really wanted to change the shit, it could change. If they really wanted to change a lot of shit about this country, it could change. It's the want. Do you want to? Do you want the change? And they don't want the change because they think it's making them money, which then they still in debt with other countries. So what the fuck are we doing here? It's redundant, in my opinion. It's a bunch of redundant bullshit. And so I'm over it. All right. And then our last one for the evening, and we'll keep talking. I just want to get this off out the way because I got to show my love. But it's redundant at the end of the day. Like, what are we doing? Do we want the change? I want the change. Do we want the change? Are we just going to keep making excuses? Well, America can change at any point in time. It's this, the want has to be there. It has changed. We went from having a monarch to not having a monarch at all and becoming a republic. You know what I'm saying? Like, things can change if you want them to change. We are living. That's all we're doing. Just being here, breathing. And then they trying to charge us for even that. They trying to charge us for air. They charging us for water. They're charging us for every fucking thing. I'm not making no excuses for none of this bullshit. I'm not. And I will never. I just won't. Sorry. But let's get to this last story of the evening. This is bring it down, because I was going on a rant about politics and all of that good stuff. And I don't need to be going on no kind of rants. I was having a good day. Why am I going on the rant? I don't want to go on a rant. Yes, fees. Yeah, we getting charged for everything. Things that mankind naturally are supposed to get have, we're getting charged for. You dig? Anyway, let's keep it moving. Mike Epps has been on the in the conversation a lot here lately, starting with how he felt about Cat Williams and his shit. And then, you know, his little comedy specials he got going on. He's been doing his little podcast circle. Would you say, I apologize if I made it go. Listen, when it comes to this is why I rarely speak politics on this show, because I know how far I'm going to go. And I try not to, I try to make it light and airy, but it's already hard because we're doing Wet and Wired Wednesdays a little different now. And I already got to go. I already be going in on there. But when it comes to politics, I go in and I will go in for the rest of my life. I'm just going to talk my big shit about these politicians until I can't no more. I want a few politicians on the show so I can ask some heavy hitting questions, but whatever. Mike Epps comedy is me. Yeah, everybody says that. But he's not in what we're talking about today because of his comedy. Let's just get to it. Mike Epps is still feeling some sort of way about the Richard Pryor biopic. And I always wondered what happened with that biopic. I did, because I heard about it and I was like, okay, that might be a good one. And he might be a good Richard Pryor, but whatever. And it didn't happen. And 10 years after he got the dream role, he's blaming Richard Pryor's widow for shutting it down. Still, he's still blaming her for it, because he blamed her a long time ago. Now he's still blaming her for it. Backstory. And this is where, like I said, he's making his rounds on podcasts, right? So backstory to Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson on the All the Smoke podcast, claiming things went south with Jennifer Lee Pryor because he refused to render certain services to her. Oh, what kind of services? What kind of services? Oh my gosh. Called it the ultimate dick move. Or lack therefore of. So he said she was trying to smash. What? But Mike claims Jennifer wanted a little quid pro quo. Oh, and when he refused to sleep with her, she yanked the role from him. Oh my gosh. Mike claims he and Jennifer clashed harder at Richard Pryor's funeral in 2005, which he says doubled as a comic event. It wasn't intentional, though. He threw the late Paul Mooney and Richard Pryor's other friends in attendance under the bus for not speaking out at the funeral, instead leaving Monique and George Lopez to pay their respects, even though they didn't actually know the comedic legend. Woo! You got to see Mike paint the picture of how the funeral went down, especially his Diana Ross impersonation. Oh, Lord, child. But the joke stopped when he talked about walking up to Jennifer to insist he was the man for the biopic role because his legacy has outlived Richard's and all the kids knew it. Lee Daniels was originally on board to direct the Richard Pryor film in 2014, but jumped ship 2 years later, leaving Mike to portray Pryor in minor capacity as he did on HBO's short-lived Winning Time series, potentially the last time he'll get to impersonate his idol. Oh my gosh, this phone is getting on my nerves. So the press has reached out to Jennifer for her version of events, and so far no word back. Listen, this is, is he saying that she tried to smash? Is that what he is saying? Because that's what it sounds like to me. I'm watching Darnell Rollins this week. Okay. You know humans being unfiltered humans. Yes. Wait for the court case on Wet and Wired. Yeah, I'm not even finished with that case. We got to get into the some stuff going on. But is Mike Epps saying that Jennifer Lee Pryor was trying to smash? Is that what he's saying? Oh my gosh, is he saying she was trying to smash and he didn't get to do the role because he wouldn't give her no nookie? I don't know. I don't know. This is different. Never heard that story before. I heard that she put the X name on the film A, but I didn't hear that she was trying to smash A. I didn't hear that part. Ooh, child. That was salacious. I was not ready for that part, that little bit of tidbit. But yeah, so he's saying, Jennifer said, you ain't give me the wood, then you don't get the part, nigga. That's what she said. That's what he's saying. She said. Now I gotta go back and watch, because I watched bits and pieces of that episode. But I guess I gotta go back and watch that. I did watch the Steve Stout interview on Club Shay Shay. That was interesting. Made Dame Dash a little upset. Also, he said that's why he had to smack the shit out of Steve Stout before. Listen, it's a lot. Podcasting has opened up the world of mayhem, and I like it. I'm here for it. Give me more to talk about on my little podcast. But yeah, Dame Dash said he had to smack Steve, and basically he's mad about what Steve had to say about how he lost Jay-Z. That's specifically why Dame Dash got mad. He said he was being a chatty patty. Women say drive is drive. Ladies, do you think? Listen, Jennifer said not today. But yeah, Dame said he had to smack Steve before. And I'm adding this on, but he was like, that's why he got beat up by Diddy. Steve did take Shay Shay to Queens. They held it down in Queens. Nas made a quick appearance on there as well. Yeah. So that was interesting. And I also did enjoy the Drink Champs with Afion, talking about the new movie he got. I want to see that movie, by the way. So when I do, I'll do a little review on it, because it seems pretty funny. So yeah, those are the things that's going on in the world today. That's what's happening on these Gab Beach streets. Mayhem, craziness, people not giving up the wood. Dang, what else happened? Child, this a lot. Wait, people not giving up the wood. Maybe we gonna get a Cash Money reunion. Maybe Jeremiah done sold half this catalog. Fat Joe think that these politicians really give a fuck, and they don't. Meg Thee Stallion out here drinking snake juice. It's crazy. And the Richard Pryor biopic didn't happen because Mike Epps wouldn't give Jennifer any. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's insane. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I just don't. It's crazy. Yes, it is. Thank you, Doc, baby. You on point tonight. Hell, you better get up, AU Big Power. That's nuts. Anyway, I do got to get to the love notes. Okay, so the love notes. Let's get to why it's called the love notes. Let me take a sip of my tea. It is called the love notes because I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes because he said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, but I don't think it was the size of a composition notebook. I got a couple of composition notebooks, and it was never that thick, but whatever. And then we used to go back and forth about the name, and then we just came to the compromise. Now we just call it love notes, and that's what it is. I don't know, because I don't have the packet right now. I have to go upstairs and tell you. We got a lot of tea upstairs, so I just was trying to clear up the nose and make sure my throat was good. So, but it's definitely, you can look it up. It's for immune system stuff. They sell it in all the stores. Anyway, but that's what it is. Back to the love notes. If you are watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I need you guys to know that I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. And please never fail to drop a comment. Or even if we're not live, just drop one anyway so I can come back and shout you out later. Like, that's the vibe. But these people I'm about to shout out real quick, they don't know what I look like. They just come and listen to my shenanigans. Like tonight, I had a lot of shenanigans. I was here for it, though. They come and they listen to my shenanigans. And is it T or T? It's T. T-E-A. T. I don't know. Whatever. It's T. It's T. Is it hibiscus? I don't know. It's a T. We got a lot of tea in here, though. We got boxes and boxes and boxes of tea. So we like to drink it because my daughter has a low immune system. She gets that from her daddy. Winters are harsh in Baltimore, so, you know, we drink a little tea. Might be a little more British than people know. Drink a little tea. I drink coffee too, but you know, it's tea. Nothing else, just tea. Anyway, so, but let me get to these love notes, please. Thank you very much. I got to get to my love. These people don't know what I look like. They just come and they listen, and I appreciate them for it. Thank you so much. And if I crack a little bit, just know it's fake spring here. So it's still a little touch of winter in Baltimore City. But let me get to the love. Big shout out. It's all love. It's all love. Thanks for the love. Big shout out to my top 60 United States, the United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Paris, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the love, man. You guys rock. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, booze. I love you too. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Spain, oh, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all, babies. Hi, booze. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Hi. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, and Cameroon. And I do need to update this list, but I have not done so just yet. But it's coming because we got some new people. Snoopy on the roster. Hi, babies. Hey, you big purr. But no, all I got in here is tea. That's it. It's not Lipton, though. It's like, it's not green tea. It's another kind. But like I said, it's good for your immune system. So, you know, when I remember the name of it, I'll let you guys know. I just don't remember the name. I don't, and be honest with you. I'm just trying to make sure we are clear and ready to go. Hey, you big purr. A lot of mayhem going on. Let me say these things I need to say. What time we at? We good. Let me say these things really quick. Join the conversation at any time. You could drop a comment. You could call in. You could text. The number's 443-850-4828. Know that when you do call in, you'll be live on air. I'll be reading your text live on air. And if you ask me and you're on your best behavior, I will let you come on the show and you can give you 2 cents too. Why not? We're unbiased over here. You feel how you feel. And we're not going to judge you for it. If you want to come on the show for any reason, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. When I do play videos, which I'm hoping we can get to a thorough Thursday this Thursday, know that I have permission. I wasn't playing without them. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We're grateful for them in advance, just so you know. Join our coffee community so we can build up this Discord and talk shit and about everybody and whatever they got going on, because I would like to hear other people's opinion and maybe incorporate that into the show. It would be lovely. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Also, make sure you check out the radio station, which there is on the website, a tab. You can just press it. It'll take you straight to the radio station. Also, check out, I'll put that up in a minute. And big love to our DJ. man was moving and still put a mix together for us. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Yeah, stop playing with him. Let us know how you feel about the mixes, though. We appreciate that, too, because he does like your input. He likes to hear what you guys are saying, so we would like it. If you told us what's up, I don't want to put Cash App up there, but $LURLUCIDITY to lure them in, clearly. That's what Lure Lucidity means. Actually, that's our marketing company, which we are in the process of combining with Ambitiously ENT because it just makes it easier. It does. Hey, you big purr. We worldwide. Sip your tea. Please be clear and check, folks. That's the feeling. Listen, if I'm drinking, I'm drinking. I'll let y'all know what I'm drinking, but I'm not drinking tonight. Just some tea. Trying to be healthy for y'all. Top flight. It's only lovely if we enjoy. You know what I mean? Stay away from these shiesty ass politicians, too. I'm just saying, they shiesty. They a little shiesty. You big purr. Yeah. Nothing out of the, you know what I mean? I'm not doing nothing big tonight, actually. Just sipping on my little tea I got. I don't think that I will be shouting out brands of tea unless it's my own brand. And who knows? I like tea that much. We might come up with some tea kind of situations. But right now, we're focusing on skincare. And because we're focusing on skincare, let me just say this. Let me put this on the screen really, really quickly. Make sure you also check out Ambitiously New Skincare. We partnered up with New Skin, and there is a tab also on the website where you can go and get your skincare products, because we are on one right now. We are about taking care of our skin right now. I haven't done such a good job, but I'm trying to switch the game up. So, you know, it's like if I'm going to do that, I might as well, you know, get y'all to join in the journey with me. But so make sure y'all tap into the Ambitiously New Skincare. We got products. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, boo. So that's that. We are on a journey of detoxing and clearing the air and clearing up our skin and aromatherapy. And I chose these things because these are the things that I like. I got some of them in the works with because I like coffee too. And sometimes I like a little sippy sip. So we got a couple of other things in the work. But until they happen, you won't hear about them. I'm not in the business of promoting brands that do not pay us to promote them. So I will not. Anyway. But yeah, that's that. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Man, I hope y'all having a great night. I'm having a pretty good night. I'm in a good mood. I don't think I would let anything bring my mood down right now. Well, I'm at this stage too in my life too, where it's just like, all right, if it's drama, I want no parts of it. He said, hold up, you hug trees. My daughter used to when she was and I used to let her. She said, can I hug the tree? Go ahead, baby, hug the tree. Why? The trees need love, too. You know, they go through a lot. Storms and stuff. Bugs and animals. We might be tree huggers over here. Hip hop, hippie in the building. We might be. But when she was little, she used to ask me, could she hug trees? And I used to be like, go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Hug the tree. Give it a nice hug. And watch your face, because it might be some sap coming down or a bug or two or something. But you know, we definitely hippies around here, and we love it. And we want more of it. More people need to be hippies. I am a hippie. I'll take it. I tell my mother I probably should have been born in a different era, but God... Well, no, because it still would have been not in like the 60s and 70s. But God said... No, you're going to come in 79, and that's when I came. Yeah, sap. She got wild because it might be some sap coming down and her face be all sticky and stuff. But yeah, she used to be big on hugging trees, and I was not mad at her. Get your hug on, baby. Hug that tree. Show that tree some love. We love the trees because they give us oxygen. You feel me? So, yeah. Big on astrology. Big. big on the environment. We just big on it. 79 was a very good year. A lot of great people were born in that year. I'm just saying. You know. But anyway, some things I gotta say. That got me up in here tripping. There's some things I gotta say. First, mind your Miki Tiki, because I'm going BET with it right now. I'm on my hippie vibe right now. Mind your freaking business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for Media Mondays, where I tell other people's business because I'm nosy and I want you to be nosy with me. And then sometimes on a tap in, Doc, we're going to see you tomorrow. Sometimes on a tap in, you know, we might stretch into, and isn't it 1993? I want to make sure. But sometimes we be jumping into other people's business if it's a story to be told. I'm going to tell it. And then Wet and White Wednesday, we getting back into this newest Diddy case because now we got to get to the studio situation and some more stuff. So make sure you tune in for that as well. But other than that, mind your business. Safe. Very safe. Safe. Yeah, I did. Miki Tiki. Stop doing baby. I was on my baby boy BET censorship. Miki Tiki. I'm trying to get better at not cussing so much. I'm trying to get better. All right. So, yes, 1993. So, tomorrow, our final exam is on 1993. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies they are the greatest of all times because they need that encouragement. I just told my baby today, you're a genius. I always know. I knew it from the time you came out of me. I knew it when you was inside of me. And then she said she had a test. She got a B on it, but it's some questions that she had to answer. It could either bring her grade up or down. And I'm like, it's going up. It's going up, shorty, because you're a genius. Like, encourage your babies. They need that part. Even if it don't go up, she's still a genius. I don't care what nobody say. But make sure you let them know that they are the greatest of all times. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be... I didn't put it together yet. They want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever it is that they do over there in NASA. They deal in space. That's all we need to know. Look, I knew it was coming. No, I didn't put it together yet, but it's coming. As soon as it gets warm, I think we're going to put it together outside. It's too cold. But tell them to be the best at it. If they want to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator. Big shout out to the big three. The big three African-Americans that's over there killing the game at NASCAR. But whatever it is that they wanted, because there used to be a time, honey, where we could not even drive in the race. But whatever it is that they want to do, make sure you encourage them to do it. Tell them they're the greatest of all times. They are the GOAT. Hold on. Gotta get it right. Gotta get it right. We just gotta get it right. Stay in your lane. My lane is not your lane. I keep trying to tell people, don't nobody want to believe me because they think it's a joke because I be all nice and kind to everybody. But I'm like, I'm a Libra. I have a dark side. And you don't want that dark side. You just want to stay far away from the dark side. It's like the freaking force and shit. Don't go over to the dark side. Shout out to Star Wars. You don't, just stay away from the dark side because you go to the dark side, you getting her. Baby, you don't want that beast. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. Or at least her. Ain't you been purr? Ain't you been purr? That first one, no, she a whole bitch. I'm trying to tell you, you do not want her. So just stay in your lane. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for you. You don't need that for me. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane and everything will be great. It will be. I'm just trying to put y'all on real quick so you know. I'm just trying to put y'all on. Don't worry about the small bullshit ass battles. Worry about the war. The war is always the bigger picture. You can win the battle, but the war, the war. That's why you got to pick and choose your battles wisely. Because if you're not out here, the helicopter got my dog going crazy. But if you're not out here trying to worry about the war and you out here wasting your time worrying about these bullshit ass battles, I would say it's a wasted life. And nothing is worse than a wasted life. I'm just saying. Worry about the war. And you know what Mobb Deep said? They said it's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. All right, I'm going to stop. The point is, listen to them dudes. They know what they're talking about. Worry about the war. Yeah, the ghetto bird. But I don't know. It's not the ghetto. This is the hospital bird. It's not the ghetto bird around here, actually. Live in the suburbs. Living pretty good part of the suburbs now. I used to be the ghetto bird, but like I told y'all the other day, I kind of like it because it takes me back to the ghetto bird a little bit and helped me sleep a little bit just because I live so close to the hospital, but whatever. But yeah, y'all heard Mobb Deep. Worry about the war. Don't worry about the bullshit ass battles. Be yourself. Be who you are. Be authentically. You don't be any, be the real you. Don't be nobody else. One thing that I try my hardest to do when I come and do this show is just let y'all see who I am and not nobody else, because I don't want to be nobody else. I want to be who I am, and I want y'all to rock with me, deal with me, fuck with me, however you want to say it, because y'all like who I am. The real me, not the fake me. I don't got no fake me, though. That's probably why people don't like me that much. Because I'm not about to be out here faking for y'all niggas. Sorry. Just not happen. Yeah, ghetto bird. Yeah, I don't know. Not the ghetto bird. The sick bird. It might be the sick bird. Yeah, it's helicopters that go through here, but they all go into the hospital, so it is what it is. Now, every now and again, you might get a police helicopter, but you get the hospital helicopter more than you get the police. Helicopter. So yeah, and this where I live at. Listen, I be acting bougie, like people be coming to my house and they be blasting music when they pull up. I be like, no, you not blasting your little music in my nice little neighborhood. Huh. Shoot. Cause I live in a nice neighborhood, nice house. I don't even see my family most of the time. I go find them in this house. Listen, not in my nice neighborhood. You better not come up here with this heathen behavior. That's how we talk. So. But anyway, at the end of the day, yo, be who you gonna be. Be you. That's all you can be. Can't be anybody else. And I wouldn't want you to be anybody else. Be who you gonna be. But anyway, y'all, I gotta get up out of here. We ain't here talking about ghetto birds and sick birds and I gotta go. I done let y'all know that I'm in suburbia life and I done turned bougie on these ninjas. Fuck them. Let me be bougie. I deserve to be. But with that being said, I gotta get out of here. I love y'all. Have a great night. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. No Brazilian man without the Brazilian lady, Doc. We not Brazilian. We both black, but you know what it is. I love y'all. Be safe. Good night. Hippie out. Just hippie period out. Bye.